Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter. This episode of Flavors and Knowledge will analyze a wonderful Italian cheese called Gorgonzola. So let's begin with some historical background on this cheese, which very often gets confused with the French Roquefort or American blue cheese. We certainly produce great blues here in the United States, and we will focus on those in another episode. First thing to know about any food products produced within the European Union is the codified appellation and what it means. Gorgonzola is a PDO certified cheese. PDO stands for Protected Designation of Origin, the name of a geographical region or specific area that is recognized by official rules to produce certain foods with special characteristics related to the location. The origins of Gorgonzola are lost in time, and despite various theories, there are no certainties about the place of origin and method of production. Today, however, the small town of Gorgonzola near the metropolitan city of Milano, Italy, from which it takes its name, is the best-known production center of this traditional dairy delicacy. Extremely creamy and with an unmistakable taste, yellowish-white in color and unpasteurized, the cheese offers green veins display, the result of the marbling process, that is, the development of molds. It comes in two varieties, mild and sharp, yet delicate, and its production is regulated by the consortium, which monitors the different processing stages. Specifications require that the raw material also come from the same production area as the cheese. Different provinces in Lombardy and a number of municipalities in the nearby Piedmont. The goodness of Gorgonzola PDO relies on few simple ingredients, namely unskimmed cow's milk, rennet, and salt, but also and above all on experience and the production method. Creamy and sweet, but also with the right level of spiciness that tickles the palate and delights it with an intense flavor profile. There are two types of Gorgonzola produced, dolce and piccante, which is sweet and spices, accordingly. The main difference between dolce and piccante is that the Gorgonzola piccante has a rind much thicker and drier. Gorgonzola PDO contains a fungi culture, which makes a very digestible cheese. Very high in fat, with a high content of saturated lipids and cholesterol, it is not really suitable for those who need to keep their calorie intake relatively low. It has a richness in sodium and therefore must be excluded from a high blood pressure diet or related low sodium practice. But let me take you in the kitchen for just a moment. In the kitchen, Gorgonzola PDO is a versatile ingredient that lends itself very well to different dishes for those who love strong flavors. Whether on its own, on a rustic slice of country bread, as a pasta sauce, or made into a cream to complement meats, the cheese finds excitement even on topping of pizza. The cheese is one of the best loved and most widely used ingredients, especially among chefs of every culture. Its magic in the kitchen is expressed through combinations which may be at times a little daring, but always rich in creativity and taste. All of you have at one point or another tasted a creamy gorgonzola sauce, perhaps on a pasta, a rich risotto, or on a pensier filet mignon. There are, of course, hundreds of recipes and applications, and your creativity is the limit. I'm going to share a recipe with you, one that I have offered in my restaurants for over 35 years. In a small saucepan over low heat, combine unsalted butter, minced scallion, minced garlic, and thinly sliced sweet red peppers. Warm slowly for about 5 minutes, shaking the pan occasionally until the peppers are soft. Add the gorgonzola and slowly stir into the rest of the ingredients. It is not necessary to continue cooking the sauce because you may break the particles of the cheese and prevent the sauce from achieving the creaminess you desire. Of course, this is a virtual recipe, but as you know, any of the recipes offered on our podcast are fully available in our blog, which is chefwaltersfinefoods.com/blog. This particular sauce can be used even as a topping for a focaccia, a ciabatta bread stuffed with this particular filling, and any application that you may desire. And so try it at your spare time. I think that you will enjoy it as much as I have and all of my customers for many, many years. And that is all for this segment. Subscribe to Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform. And if you have a chance, follow us at our YouTube channel under Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you the next time. Ciao.